Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 128. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. I hope that everyone had a great holiday, whatever that holiday is for you. Hope everybody got some quality family time. This is a time of year that we always use for reflecting on the whole year in itself. This episode 128, should be released on December 26th. And December 26th is also a special day for me. Well, not necessarily for me, but it's the birthday of both of my parents. My parents have the same birthday from the same year. So happy birthday to both of them. And without them, I wouldn't be anywhere. So thanks to them for everything. And this week's episode is going to be sort of a roundup for the year. And looking back, I was able to record 46 episodes this year. So that, I think, in itself is an accomplishment for me. Might not mean much to anybody else, but being somebody who wants to work on public speaking, being somebody who is interested in tech, a tech enthusiast, if you would call it, wanting to show my students that you can be interested in many different things, that's quite an accomplishment, and nothing special. But at the same time, with the previous years, you know, I've had to take a few weeks off here and there to due to work schedules, busy schedules, that type of thing. And I believe I've been doing a weekly podcast pretty much through the entire, at least since the summer. There's 1 week that I missed, but I put two episodes out the next week. And so if you happen to be curious, maybe you're a new listener, maybe you're been somebody who's been listening for a long time, you can check out all of the episodes of the podcast on YouTube. They're all in a playlist, so they're easy to find. But all the episodes I've recorded this year, starting from episode 81 all the way up to 128 that we're on right now, covered a wide, wide range of topics. And I just kind of want to go through and talk about some of my favorite episodes with you all today. One of the things that I try to do with this show is not make it the same topic week after week after week. And I try to do that to make things interesting for not only myself, but for all the listeners of the show. They might not care about one particular topic 1 week, but the next week they might find something interesting about it. And that's my hope. So I try to cover as many topics as I can. Sometimes they're very tech-centric. Sometimes technology is sort of the backside of the story. Nothing, like, there's another focus rather than the technology itself. But I always try to include some sort of technology topic in the episode. So believe it or not, I actually started the year with a review of the SNES Classic. It just happened to be one that I happened to walk through Best Buy at the right time. There was two or three left, and I said, oh, I'll pick this up and try it out. And I ended up returning it, but I don't normally do that, but I didn't really care for the product. But as time went on throughout the year, I had some really fun episodes. Kind of an interesting episode that I did also early in the year was an episode on number stations. And if you've never heard of number stations, it's a real interesting, true story about how governments in the world use radio signals to deliver messages to spies in the field. And they use these things called number stations that are able to send secret messages over the open airwaves, and nobody has a clue what they are except for the one person that is meant to receive that message. And so that episode, I believe, was episode 83 of the podcast. Just an off-the-wall topic that I never expected to come across and did. And being interested in things like amateur radio, that's where that came from. And I did a lot of amateur radio work around that time. And I'm getting to the point in the coming year, very soon, hopefully, that's going to change again. I'm going to be getting back into some amateur radio stuff as well, because our school is progressing through the ARIS project to make contact with the International Space Station in the coming months. So I'll talk more about that as soon as we have some more information with that. Another really great thing that happened this year was another topic that I kind of stumbled across and didn't really know a whole lot about. And episode 92 is where I really learned about Discord. Now, I love video games, but I don't get to play them a whole lot. And I don't really have a console at the moment. But I came across Discord, and Discord really changed the way this podcast works. And that is because I was able to create the Discord chat room and get to know some of the listeners. And so thank you all for being a part of that. You make this show what it is. You are the listeners, and this is for you. So all those people that join in the Discord room, you know, we might not see eye to eye on certain things all the time, but everybody in the room is awesome. They're all respectful. They're all posting links and comments, and it's just a fun place to be. And, you know, when I first created it, I was expecting, you know, I actually locked down the whole room because I didn't want people to swear. I didn't want people to swear at each other or have negative, you know, negative things happening. I wanted it to be a positive place. And you know what? After a few months, I realized I didn't even need that stuff because the room sort of moderates itself. And so thanks everybody who's done that. So episode 92, I talked about Discord and got some listeners to jump in the room, and it's been great ever since. You know, as time went on throughout the year, my approach to the show also changed, because coming up on a milestone of episode 100, what I really wanted to do was start talking to other people. And we had, for the first interview, we had my friend Emmett, who I work with, come on the show on episode 95. And we just sort of talked tech for a while. Shortly after that, I had one of my relatives come on, and we talked about search and rescue technology. And that was a really fun show. And that led into some really weird topics. Right afterwards, I was interested in search and rescue stuff, and that went into Skywarn and geocaching. I mean, what a windy road the last year has been. Leading up to episode 100, got to interview Door, the door-to-door geek from Podnuts. That was really fun. Also had an interview with a developer from the MuseScore project. Also really fun. And as time went on, you know, my schedule varies. Sometimes I'm incredibly, incredibly busy, and I can only record in a certain time window. So having interviewees on the show is something that is quite difficult to do, but it's something that I'm going to do again in the future. It's just not something that I can do in every show. And from what I've heard, not everybody wants to have somebody interviewed every single week. So I like to mix it up. When I get a great person to interview, I can do that. It's all basically depending on the schedule. And from time to time with the show, I sway back and forth between open source topics and closed source topics. I talk about Apple, and I try to review Apple from an open mind. And then I always get brought back to open source stuff. And reviewing Linux distros is things that I like to do. I even got to interview Larry Bushy from the Going Linux podcast, which was so fun. And just a highlight of the year. It was a lot of fun to do that. Another great experience for the year was finally just breaking down and getting a laptop that was built to run Linux, just so that I could move this whole show to the Linux platform and do everything open source. And I was able to produce a video on YouTube, a review that not a lot of people had reviewed, the laptop that I had particularly bought. So that's been useful for some people on YouTube. And if I can be helpful in certain ways, you know, that's great. I'm not out to please everybody. So when I make that review, there are people that are going to disagree with me. That's absolutely fine. There were some comments in the YouTube video about the company that I purchased my laptop from. They weren't happy with the company. I respect those opinions, and I'm not gonna get into an argument with somebody about your opinion. That's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. Particularly, this is my favorite laptop that I've ever purchased. So as time went on, everything's produced in Linux. And oddly enough, I don't know why, but episode 114, the episode on lucid dreaming, has just been one of the most popular shows of the year. It's not even a technology topic, and most listened to, not necessarily even on YouTube, but in the podcast downloads themselves. Just seems to be a topic that people were interested in, and I'm glad that I was really, you know, not planning on doing that episode, and I just happened to put it out in Discord. Hey, what do you guys think? Would you be interested in hearing a show on this or not? And people were interested in it, so I did it. And it turns out to be one of the most listened to shows. So, you know, what a windy road this year has been. Everything from little things like Cambridge Analytica, for me, I didn't spend a whole lot of time discussing that, to things like technology addiction and Krakatoa. That all led to, so this whole show is based on, you know, creativity, trying to be creative and trying to produce something on a weekly basis, you know, and it's an outlet for me to do different things. And that broke off into another show that we have recently started. We released two episodes this month, and so we've done four now. We started with episode zero. We're on episode three, and that's starting to pick up a little bit. And that show is just a comedy show, slapstick humor. But that we talked about in episode 123. My favorite episode 124 was the audiobooks of the year, and boy, this has been a really fun year talking about lots of really great topics. I'd be curious, as a listener, for you guys listening out there, stop what you're doing right now. No, I'm just kidding. At some point, send me an email. Tell me what your favorite show was of the year, or favorite show that you've listened to thus far. I'd be curious. I know a lot of people like the freedom stuff. A lot of people like the Linux and open source stuff. Are there other topics you're interested in? If you're interested in them, I'll do a show on them. And doesn't mean that I'm probably going to agree with what you're interested in. I might be interested in it. I might not be interested in it. But there are things out there I'm unaware of. And you know, the great thing about the Discord room is I produce a show. And if I forget to say something in the show, or if I maybe misspeak, sometimes they bring it up and say, you know, hey, what about this? For example, in the last show, Freedom and Functionality Part 2, somebody brought up to me a free and open version of Android that the Free Software Foundation is producing. And when I did the sort of behind the scenes work for the show, I watched a lot of Richard Stallman interviews. I also went to his website and read what he has on there. And I didn't find it anywhere that they were using this Android system. And I don't think Richard Stallman is actually using a mobile device at this point. He doesn't use a cell phone for other reasons. So, but it's something that I didn't come across in my research. And just because I didn't come across it before the show doesn't mean I'm not going to bring it up if somebody brings it to my attention. So I'm perfectly able to make addendums in future shows. So I'm really looking forward to 2019. I've got a lot of really great ideas coming, and hopefully this show will continue to grow. I'm really thankful for all of the listeners that have been along for the ride. I'm thankful for everyone locally that supports me with the podcast, my friends and family that listen to the podcast. I am thankful for listeners all around the world that listen to this podcast, wherever you are. And I know there are all sorts of different cultures out there, and all different types of people out there all have different types of thoughts toward things. And having that conversation is what I really like to have. So, and you know, some people can change my mind over a time period, and I'm completely open to all of that. So thanks everybody for listening. It's been a really great year. I'm really looking forward to 2019. I hope you join us in Discord. If you'd like to donate to this show, there's a couple of ways to do it. Just go to the website, mrptechreviews.com, hit the donate button. That's a real quick one-time thing. If you want to become a Patreon supporter, go to patreon.com/mrptech. And I've been trying to, I make sure all the shows are posted there too in the main video of the Patreon page. And if you'd like other things as well, we're likely we can do that as well. So you can also check out the great shows on Podnuts. And I'm sure all of those hosts would appreciate feedback as well. So contact them or any of your favorite podcasts that you like to listen to. You know, most of the time here, if you're a podcast host, you're talking to a microphone. And it's afterwards that you get to hear from your listeners. And that's what makes it fun, the interaction. So that's going to do it for this episode. I hope everyone had a great holiday and enjoy the new year. Happy New Year to everybody. And we'll see you in 2019.